There is anger against PROMESA and with the control board set up by the U.S. Congress that's being felt on the streets of New York City. PROMESA is the Puerto Rico Oversight Management and Economic Stability Act. There is a meeting going on in Puerto Rico to select the 7 members of the control board. Activists say what's important is to understand the circumstances which led Puerto Rico to its current condition.
Puerto Rico, sí. UBS, no.
Puerto Rico, sí.
UBS, no.
Puerto Rico, sí.
UBS, no.
The Commonwealth has been taking out debt to fill budget gaps, even though it's prohibited by their constitution. As a result, Puerto Rico has become a victim of predatory lending. That's where loans have been refinanced to pay old debt, accruing higher interest rates and more debt. The Refund America Project estimates that its firms like UBS, Citigroup, Goldman Sachs, and Barclays Capital, which made $1.6 billion in these kinds of scoop and toss deals, and UBS got the largest portion of the fees. Through this, Puerto Rico was just pushing its debt further down the road and accumulating more and more fees. That's why the Puerto Rican community came out to protest in front of UBS right near Radio City in Manhattan. That's while PROMESA was meeting in Puerto Rico.
We're here today to tell UBS and other major banks they should stop preying on the island of Puerto Rico.
Ruben Trade is with Hedge Clippers and New York Communities for Change.
Stop, preying on the island of Puerto Rico through writing predatory bonds, rewriting debt to create more fees and to keep on impoverishing the island. The Constitution of Puerto Rico essentially says they shouldn't even be able to create this kind of debt. UBS helping and other banks like that, the Goldman Sachs helping perpetuate the problem.
Maria Nunez from Brooklyn has been traveling back and forth to Puerto Rico for the last 30 years. She says what the banks have been doing with Puerto Rico's debt is wrong.
What they do is they try to get much they can from there, and they don't leave nothing there. So the people are struggling right now, and what we're doing here is try to make them see the truth. They need help, when Puerto Rico is part of the United States.
But you know what? We got voting power.
Standing outside UBS, Carmelo Martinez, who says he's 100% Puerto Rican, is angry.
And I know what's going on in Puerto Rico because I got family down there. Most of the Puerto Ricans are moving out of there because of these people. They went over to Puerto Rico and they figure out what kind of money they could take out from each company and what island is bigger.
You say these people, who do you mean?
UBS. And they took a whole lot of money that they got. People got laid off in less than a year. At least 20,000 people from each company, like a shoemaker, T-shirts, sweaters, gowns for the ladies, shoes for the men and women. And they were making big money in Puerto Rico. And all of a sudden, they went to Puerto Rico. And it's like a vacuum cleaner. They clean every company out.
Martinez says in less than a year, tens of thousands of people were laid off. In Puerto Rico, the poverty rate is 45%. The brain drain is severe. In the last decade, the island has lost some 440,000 people.
Right here, UBS, Goldman Sachs, all these banks that sold these bonds and then charged them extraordinary fees. Then they convinced the politicians of Puerto Rico to buy even more bonds and borrow more money, knowing they could not pay this money back.
Maria Maisonette with New York Communities for Change says she has no faith in PROMESA, no faith in the control board set up by the U.S. Congress.
I think it's a scam because this board is made up by the same people that caused what's going on in Puerto Rico. They push for the PROMESA bill because they're going to run it. So that means that austerity, that means they're going to starve Puerto Ricans. Puerto Ricans are going to be more unemployed than they are now. Less jobs, less, more hospital closing, more schools closing. That's what we expect.
Norma Perez is with Call to Action, a group from the Puerto Rican diaspora.
We are a colony. We know that we are a colony, but now they are putting more pressure on our people, we're putting more pressure on our young people, or what people that is retiring, people that they don't have food, they don't have, they are emptying the country, everybody's traveling to the U.S., moving to the U.S. because they don't have jobs, they don't have anything.
UBS, you can't hide, we can see your greedy side. UBS.
Perez says it's the rich who are taking control of the island.
They are the ones who are buying land, apartments, houses that we left because we are not able to work in the island and live in the island. The food is not that great. It's so sad that makes me so nervous to talk about it because we feel it. There are some people that they don't know what's going on. We call up Baile Botella y Baraja, the three B's, like we are just waiting for, there are people just, okay, this is what is going on, whatever. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Move on, this is going to pass, nothing is going to happen. But right now it's happening, and some people, they don't know what's going on. But we have a big group of people fighting with us, and the diaspora is not going to allow them to be alone. No, we are going to support them.
Perez and others in the Puerto Rican community and in the diaspora want to see people holding rallies and demos here in the States protesting PROMESA. PROMESA, a promise, but the question is, promise for whom? Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.